A tree nut farmer can only wish that his soil would have less variability. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. May Columber is a UCANR Nut Crops Farm Advisor in Fresno County, and she's researching why some soils have so much variability.
Yeah, there could be differences in distribution uniformity in the irrigation system. It could be another source of variability. So, but basically, like with regard to the soil, when you have different textures, you know, different levels of sand versus clays and things like that, you'll have different water holding capacity and different nutrient holding capacity. And so when you have the orchard trees growing there, you might have some trees that are maybe a bit more deficient, or maybe the soil moisture draws down a bit faster than other areas. And so there's an interest in retrofitting our irrigation systems to accommodate for that. What we're mainly looking at with this study is just trying to characterize that variability.
Nut-loving consumers looking to lose a few pounds can feel better about keeping pistachios at hand as a result of a new study. The study shows adding U.S. pistachios to the diet can contribute to weight loss in the context of calorie-restricted diet in a behavioral intervention, and may contribute to additional health benefits, such as lowering blood pressure. And of course, any tree nut crop is good for your health. They all have vital nutrients and plant-based fats. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.